Chapter 8, Treatment, Support, and Resources for Passive-Aggressive Behavior. There is no easy or simple route to ridding passive-aggressive personality disorder. Although there are many options that a passive-aggressive person can try, many of which are effective measures for those who are willing to help themselves. It is very important to understand that a PAP is not willing to acknowledge and accept that they have a behavior disorder, then there is no way that they will seek help and support, let alone treatment. The first thing for relatives/friends or colleagues to do is to observe the day-to-day behavior of the passive-aggressive person to determine if this person is a threat in any way, as these types of cases will need to be reported to the authorities immediately. Never try to challenge such behaviors alone if the situation is clearly becoming out of hand. Likewise, if another person is threatening violence towards the passive-aggressive due to their frustration, which is a common reaction from non-sufferers, then the authorities/police must be informed. Many people speak of treatments like neurotransmitters, gamma-aminobutyric acid, serotonin and dopamine, or risperidone, which is primarily used for treating schizophrenia. Support groups offer conversational therapy for release and sharing thoughts and ideas, but not many speak of the main challenge when trying to help a passive-aggressive, the unwillingness to accept that they have a disorder. To be able to suggest counseling or psychotherapy, the individual in question must be willing to agree that they need help. Some passive-aggressive people believe that they are fine and that nothing is wrong with them, whilst others believe that they can cope just fine with the disorder, without the need for external resources or support from professionals. Psychotherapists and many counselors will encourage the passive-aggressive to trace their life back as far as they can recall in order to discover the root cause or the onset of this behavior disorder. Shamans, spirituality, do the same thing but on a deeper level, journeying through a trance state to a time where the problem began. It would seem that this is the most constructive way to proceed with helping a willing passive-aggressive individual who is clear about what needs to be done. Other methods can involve exercise to improve or build self-confidence and restore balance, further raising self-esteem. Your energy levels will take a boost from this, and you will have something new to focus on and feel good about. Also, changing the atmosphere around the passive-aggressive, either at work or at home, can be of huge benefit. The environment can be changed slightly to help with the mood, creating more space for the individual to feel more at ease with their surroundings, whilst at work or at school. In the home environment, you can strategically stick positive affirmations on the fridge and hang up photographs that reflect good/happy times with others. These small efforts go a very long way, as the passive behavior is linked to the upbringing of an individual. Therefore, focus should be directed at good memories, especially if they're memories that the whole family can share together. An effective treatment, although simple in its nature, is to keep a journal. If you are a sufferer who has acknowledged that you have PAB, keeping frequent notes about the slightest change in your mentality and behavior will keep you well informed about the patterns that are causing the episodes. These patterns can soon be traced back to the origin/root of the disorder, and this is when you'll be able to clearly identify where and how/why it all started. Armed with this knowledge, you can start to form new strategies for successfully removing this heavy burden from your life. Well, we've reached the end. I hope you've enjoyed our guide on breaking free from passive aggression. I wish you all the best with it, and do refer to this again and often. It will get better each time.